How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. Norman Hutchins, a Los Angeles-based minister and contemporary gospel artist whose recordings have been nominated for Dove and Grammy Awards. Hutchins debuted with his self-titled album, one of 1992's brighter contemporary gospel releases. It was on Sparrow Records. After a follow-up for Sparrow, Hutchins moved to JDI Records for a handful of warmly received albums released during the late 1990s and early 2000s, including Battlefield, his first top 10 gospel hit. Hutchins also thrived on the IR label, where he released Spontaneous Praise, Volume 1, If You Didn't Know, Now You Know, and Hosanna. Whether recording in a studio or in the church, Hutchins' output maintained a down-to-earth, uplifting sound. Sherwin Gardner is a Trinidadian reggae gospel singer, songwriter, and producer. He started his career while he was still in his teens and eventually landed a chart-topping hit with 2003's He Died for Me. Over the next two decades, Gardner established himself both as a worship leader and an innovative recording artist on albums like Nascent in 2012, Fixer in 2015, and the Billboard charting live set Greater in 2017. 2021 album Pointed Up. Gardner made his debut at a young age, performing around the Caribbean as a teenager and recording his debut album, 1998's Power in the Name, at just 17. A native of Arima, Trinidad, he issued three more regional albums before finding chart success and breaking into the international mainstream with 2002's Learning. He followed up with 2003's Closer and landed a number one Caribbean radio hit with He Died for Me, earning numerous critical accolades in Trinidad and beyond. Over the coming decade, production work on albums by artists like Jonathan Nelson, Carlene Davis, Chevelle Franklin, Pierre Sisters, and Monty G. Kay Jeanette is a gospel recording artist associated with Divine Records and known for her vocal talent and dedication to her craft, and is celebrated for her musical achievements, including a recent proclamation from her hometown, Darlington City. The Darlington City Council honored her for her song, Shine. Did you ever wonder about the origins of Father's Day? Well, Father's Day, as a national holiday in the United States, was officially established in 1972 by President Richard Nixon. However, the origins of the holiday can be traced back to the early 20th century. Here's more detail. Grace Golden Clayton, back in 1908, proposed the Father's Day celebration in Fairmont, West Virginia, following a mining accident that killed many fathers. Sonoma Smart Dodd in 1909, inspired by her father's dedication to raising her and her siblings after their mother's death. She proposed the idea of Father's Day to be celebrated on the third Sunday in June. In 1910, the first organized Father's Day event took place in Spokane, Washington, on January 19th. With local ministers preaching on the theme of fatherhood. Presidents like Woodrow Wilson and Calvin Coolidge encouraged the observance of Father's Day. Calvin Coolidge urged state governments to recognize the day in 1924. However, it wasn't made a national holiday until 1972. Congress passed legislation making Father's Day a national holiday, officially designating it on the third Sunday in June, with President Nixon signing the proclamation. Here's this week's top 10 gospel song. Number 10, For My Good, Tim Rogers. Number 9, I Can, Marcus Jordan. 8, I Prayed for You, Major. Number 7, Kiara Sheard and Anthony Brown, with All Yours. Number 6, God's Still Working on Me, Carvin Winans. Number 5, Don't Give Up, Ernest Pugh. Number 4, Ten Sherry with You've Been So Faithful. Number 3, Deserve to Win. 2, Change Your Mind, Fred Hammond, Keith Staton, and Marcus Cole, with our number 1 song coming from the Mississippi Mass Choir, featuring Paul Porter, with Only One Way Home. Well, that's your top 10 songs and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.